Identify issues and simplify the given statement for clarity. When I joined the Green Bay Packers in 1991, my football buddies warned me that I was heading to a team that struggled. That year, we ended with a disappointing 4-12 record. From 1967, when Coach Vince Lombardi led the team to victory, up until then, the Packers had finished below .500 in 19 out of 24 seasons. To succeed in business, I suggest adopting a strategic approach similar to how we transformed the Packers into champions. Step back, observe, and analyze before taking action. Rather than rushing into solutions, first understand the underlying issues and the people involved. Once you have a comprehensive understanding, you can confidently implement effective strategies to address any challenges. This methodical approach ensures that you're well prepared and equipped for success in your business endeavors. I thoroughly studied the Packers by examining both the players and coaching staff. Equally important was evaluating the support staff and scouting operations. I was keen on identifying existing leadership within the organization and understanding the work ethic and attitudes of players and staff. To improve, it's not enough to focus only on key individuals. Everyone in the organization must be fulfilling their roles effectively. Excuses for lack of productivity and progress should not be tolerated. Recruit top talent immediately. Finding exceptional leaders is crucial for any business, whether it's in sports, technology, or manufacturing. If you're caught off guard, you might end up hiring managers who aren't the best fit, which can hurt your business. To avoid this, always have a list of potential replacements ready for your top managers. The more prepared you are, the faster you can act, especially during emergencies. The Packers needed to fill two crucial roles, head coach and quarterback. In our line of work, having strong leaders in these positions is essential for success. Winning championships without top leadership in either spot is possible, but it's tough. Finding a top-tier quarterback is like hiring a promising sales manager and watching them excel in the role. As they get better, everyone around them improves too. Your quarterback could be compared to a night manager or a foreman in a factory setting. Good leaders keep your business competitive, but great leaders can propel you to a much higher level. Don't settle for just good leaders. Take the time to seek out those with the potential for greatness. The quest for Brett Favre. During one of my initial meetings with the Packers Executive Committee, I addressed a significant issue with our quarterback situation. Upon my arrival in Green Bay, the fans were satisfied with our current quarterback, Don Majkowski, but I believed we needed a change. I proposed acquiring a promising player who could revolutionize our team and outshine any other player. This player was Brett Favre, then a relatively unknown third-string quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Despite Favre's limited NFL experience, I recognized his leadership potential from his college days. Although my proposal faced criticism from the committee, I remained resolute in demonstrating my commitment to securing Favre for our team. We discovered that our ideal head coach was already part of our team. Mike Holmgren hadn't led a team before, but he had a strong track record as an offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. His confidence in his abilities convinced me to look past his lack of head coaching experience. With Holmgren and Favre on board, the Packers were set up for rapid improvement. Taking the time to find these great leaders was worth it. Get fixated on winning today. To succeed, you must be fixated on winning. This attitude sets you apart from others and gives you a crucial advantage. I once learned this lesson from Red Cochran, who worked closely with legendary coach Vince Lombardi. When I asked Red how Lombardi transformed the Packers into champions, he explained that Vince's approach was simple: winning was non-negotiable. Lombardi's focus was always on winning immediately, nothing else was acceptable. When developing a 4 or 5 year plan, it's common to settle for less than optimal outcomes and accept setbacks as part of the process. However, it's crucial to discard this mindset and prioritize striving for excellence in every aspect of your business. Encourage employees to pursue success daily, driven by internal motivation rather than fear of consequences. As a leader, demonstrate to each team member their vital role in the organization's overall success, emphasizing a shared commitment to achieving excellence together. Leverage your strengths effectively. Every business faces challenges. It's crucial not to ignore your flaws. Instead, address them head-on. In Green Bay, we encountered two significant obstacles. Firstly, many players had negative opinions about Green Bay, especially in the underground player network. Black players, in particular, felt that our city lacked social opportunities outside of football. Secondly, the cold weather was a concern. However, I saw this as an opportunity. We decided to build a team that excelled in colder conditions. To address the low player ratings in our city, despite its small black population, we took deliberate steps to enhance diversity and player comfort within the Packers organization. Implementing changes such as bringing in a specialized barber weekly for black players and serving soul food twice a week at the practice facility significantly contributed to creating a more inclusive and appealing environment for all team members, ultimately improving our overall success. Strength through history. Identifying and addressing weaknesses can lead to leveraging strengths. I believe that the Packers' greatest asset lies in their rich history. Green Bay boasts a legacy of success that traces back to its founder and inaugural coach, Curly Lambeau, who secured 6 world championships. We made a concerted effort to highlight the organization's triumphs and the achievements of its players. Your company, too, could benefit from acknowledging its historical accomplishments. By familiarizing yourself with past successes and sharing them, you can portray your organization as one that honors its prestigious legacy. Evaluate performance using the 4 C's for clarity and simplicity. I have a set of criteria called the 4 C's for my employees. You can create your own criteria too. Team spirit. Employees should be passionate about our organization, like how Green Bay Packers fans are devoted to their team. We need everyone to share common goals and take pride in our achievements. Commitment to success. Our team members must be committed to achieving success. They should be willing to make sacrifices to excel in their roles. If they aren't ready for that, they might not be the right fit. Strong work ethic. Our team must have a strong work ethic. We want people who can work independently and responsibly. Leaders should use their authority wisely and not let it go to their heads. Focus on results. Every employee must meet job expectations. If someone consistently falls short, we must take action. We can't prioritize loyalty over performance. Let's recognize and reward outstanding achievements. Ensure functionality of the given statement. Believe in your system. It should be solid, proven, and easy to grasp. When your structure guides all employees uniformly, you boost the odds of achieving your goals. Exceptional managers understand the specific qualities required for individuals to excel within their system. They recognize the right personalities, educational backgrounds, and experiences needed for every role. When looking for candidates, don't waste time interviewing those who don't meet your basic requirements. Being clear about what you need can help you find a job faster. For instance, the Packers have specific height and weight standards for each player's position. They won't pick players who don't meet these standards. Establish important principles as the basis of your system and make sure they stay strong. Please continue the conversation. Managing change can be challenging. One effective strategy is to establish a solid core of leaders within a team, even below the management level. When we began with the Packers, we identified 8 key players who could act as central figures, like spokes on a wheel. These leaders were pivotal. We expected around 20 more players to join these leaders and become our top performers. For those not aligned closely with the core leaders, we knew we could easily find replacements. To ensure strong team cohesion and adaptability, Mike Holmgren assembled a players' committee consisting of respected figures like Leroy Butler, Sterling Sharp, and Brett Favre. By meeting with this committee and incorporating their suggestions, a sense of collective ownership was developed within the team. This strategy can be applied to any business by forming a similar committee of employees who regularly meet with key managers. Engaging your leaders in decision-making can provide much-needed stability during periods of change. Adapt to surprises gracefully. Be wary of the woe-is-me disease that can strike unexpectedly when a top salesperson quits, a critical deal falls through, or a key machine breaks down, halting production. While planning for expected challenges is straightforward, how you manage the unexpected will determine your growth trajectory. When faced with setbacks, you have 2 options. Either dwell on self-pity and blame the world, or press forward and actively address the problem at hand. In 1997, our season began with high expectations as defending Super Bowl champions facing the Chicago Bears on Monday night. However, our hopes were quickly dampened when our starting cornerback, Craig Newsome, injured his knee on the Bears' first play, potentially sidelining him for the season. Shortly after, our tight end, Mark Chmura, also went down. Rather than succumbing to despair, we swiftly implemented our contingency plan. Within 90 minutes, we had rearranged our lineup. Tyrone Williams was called up to fill the cornerback position, Randy Kinder was promoted from the practice roster, and Steve Lee was recruited to replace Kinder. Despite the setbacks, we adapted without panic, showcasing the importance of preparedness in the face of adversity. Remain ahead and informed. Recruiting new players is crucial for improving our football team. Similarly, when your business succeeds, you need to ramp up your recruiting efforts. Once you achieve success, other companies will try to hire your employees. Continuously bringing in new talent keeps your organization fresh. It's common to lose some of your top people to competitors after achieving success. Stick to the same principles that brought you success initially. Keep striving to be the best and never stop aiming for excellence. Key points. 1. Study and understand your organization thoroughly, including its people, before implementing strategies for success. 2. Recruit top talent by being prepared with potential replacements, ensuring a strong leadership team. 3. Emphasize a relentless focus on immediate success, echoing Vince Lombardi's winning mindset. 4. Build team cohesion. Establish core leaders to drive unity and flexibility. 5. Adapt to challenges. Respond quickly to unexpected issues with prepared plans. 6. Develop a solid core of leaders within your team to manage change effectively. 7. Adapt gracefully to surprises and continuously recruit new talent to stay ahead in business.